Hallelujah. How do you speak about freedom when you don't feel free in certain areas of your life? Can you just stretch your hands out to me, the church? I need help from you this morning. Break me this morning, Lord. Take away any hindrances, anything that will stop your word from flowing this morning. Take away every heavy thing on my shoulders, heavy thing on my mind. Make this about you this morning. Make it less about me, but more about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I will get going in a minute. I'm going to talk about freedom. Going to talk about freedom this morning. I've been trying to find out what freedom really is. And when I looked at the dictionary definition, it said, having the ability to act or to change without constraint. But that was not enough for me. There's something else I was looking for. And I still needed to know what freedom really means. And so I decided to turn to my boys, who I thought they're very intelligent and very knowledgeable. And I said to them, what does freedom mean to you? So he asked the bigger boy. And he said, well, freedom means doing whatever you want, whenever you want. And then he went on and he said, freedom is going to bed anytime you want. And not to be told to go to bed when you're not tired. And the younger one goes, yeah. And then they weren't done yet. They said, freedom is going on the PlayStation as long as you want. And not getting someone interrupt you, whether for a meal or for anything else. Because when they're in the middle of the game, they don't want to be disturbed. And at that point, I realized I still haven't got my definition of freedom. I realized that that was more of an attack on my rules in my house than they were defining freedom. They just found a little space to say whatever they wanted to say and just swoop in there. So I continued with my search for what is freedom. And I began to watch a film called Sarafina. This is a film from South Africa, and it's a film in the Mandela time. And so I'm going to show you a little clip. It's just a 2 minutes video about freedom.
Rising to the skies, air filled with the sound of laughter, waiting for Mandela, waiting for Mandela. My people, today I am free. I am free because you never forgot me. The day is coming when we will all be free. Free from hatred, free from fear, free from killing. You are young. You live to see the day. And if I don't live to see the day, you better believe it. I'll be there. This is my home, and I'm home to stay.
Freedom is coming tomorrow. Get ready, mama, prepare for your freedom.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Get ready, mama, prepare for your freedom.
I'm thinking about organizing my little dance group. And I will choose Keith to be on the forefront and doing the... Freedom is coming tomorrow. That's what the South Africans shouted out. But did they know what freedom was? What exactly were they talking about when they said that freedom was coming? What exactly did they have in mind? What is freedom? If freedom had a smell, would you smell it? If freedom had a sound, would you hear it coming? If you saw freedom and it arrived, would you know that it's there? So what were they crying out for? They shouted and they danced and they rejoiced and they said freedom was coming. They said mothers and children cry out for this freedom. But did they know what they were crying out for? They wanted to be free. They wanted to be free from hatred. They wanted to be free from killing. What do you want to be free from today? What do you want to be free from today? When we sing and we worship because we want to be free. So if you come into church and you don't worship, you're not setting yourself free, because there's something about singing, there's something about dancing that says something about freedom. What is freedom? This is what Mandela said about freedom. He said, I have walked that long road to freedom. I have tried not to falter. I have made missteps along the way. But I've discovered the secret that after climbing a great hill, one only finds that there are many more hills to climb. I've taken a moment here to rest, for with freedom comes responsibilities. And I dare not linger, for my walk is not ended. Freedom is transformation. Freedom is an ongoing transformation. You see, what the South Africans did not understand was that freedom just did not arrive, and then they have their big houses and their lovely cars and the children go to the schools that they wanted. They didn't understand that freedom was something that they need to work towards. Freedom is ongoing transformation. Freedom is something we need to work towards. Freedom just doesn't arrive. This morning, church, I'm sharing this word to encourage someone. If it's just one person who receives this message today, if it's just one soul that gets saved today, I'm happy to leave the 99 behind. What is freedom? Let's go into our Bibles. Johnny, can you help me out? Exodus chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 17 to 32.
As it came to the pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, let peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they will return to Egypt. But God led the people about by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and yet shall carry up my bones and hence away hence with you.
Thank you, John. That's his reading for the week. So verse 20, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the age of wilderness. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way by night in the pillar of fire, to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Depart not from before the people. Amen. Just stay with me, church. I'm getting somewhere. Stay with me. So Pharaoh leads the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. The children of Israel were enslaved. And God saw his people, and God did not like what he saw. Because there's something about our God that doesn't sit nicely when we are in trouble, in danger, enslaved, in chains. There's something about our God that when he sees us in those situations, love moves him. God is moved by the love for his people. So God sees the children of Israelites in Egypt suffering, being made slaves. And that God does not like that. So God sends a prophet. God sends a prophet. Church, listen to the words of the prophet. Listen to the words of the prophet. Listen to the words of the preachers. God sends a prophet. God sends a preacher. Because God needs someone who can step up, so that his word can be heard, so that he can take his people out of bondage, so that he can take his people to freedom. God needs someone who's going to be willing to do that part. And so God raises Moses and says, Moses, I need you to go and set my people free. So Moses goes and he sets the people free. The title of my message this morning is Break Free, Stay Free. Break free, but also stay free. So the children of Israelites, they break free and they leave Egypt. The Bible says God leads them the longer way. Isn't that strange that God leads them the longer way when there is a shorter way to get to that point? God leads them the longer way. He said, if I leave them the shorter way, they will change their minds. And they return to what they know. If I lead them the shorter way, they are not yet converted. They're just out of Egypt. They just broke out of that situation. Their minds are still the same. Their thinking is still the same. So I cannot trust that taking them the short way, they will not return. I need time to work with my people. I need to take you the longer way. Because in the longer way, the things that I want to teach you, in the longer way, the things that I want to train you. Some of you might be worried about how long it's taking your journeys. Some of you might be frustrated about how long it's taking you to get to a certain place. But sometimes God needs to take you the longer way, because sometimes we cannot live on microwavable food. We have become a society that wants things very quickly. We haven't got any patience anymore. So God needs to train us. God needs to work with us. And so God sometimes has to take us the longer way. God takes us the longer way. But his plans haven't changed for us. He doesn't change his plans. He changes the methods in which he has to work with us. Because you can acknowledge that some of us are more stubborn than the others. I've got two boys, and they completely are different. The same rules I can give to one, I have to give a different one to another. But I'm trying to achieve the same purpose. And that's what God has to do with us, because we're all different human beings. And so what he needs to do, he needs to work with us in the way that we understand, in the methods that will get us to where he wants us to get to. Because God is about freedom, church. God is about freedom. God is about setting his people free. God does not like to see you in your illness. That's never part of God's plan. From the very beginning, he made a way for you to get to your freedom. You have not arrived. You have not arrived. Freedom is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing transformation. It's a learning. Each time you get to a certain mountain, you have to climb another one. So stay with God in what he wants to do, whether you understand it or not, but trust that it is God. Trust the words that he has given. He promised the children of Israelites that I will take you to that promised land. If you haven't arrived to your promised land, then you're not yet there. Just keep going with God. Hallelujah. You look tired this morning, church. Are we all here? I need your help. I need your support. Otherwise, I'm going to ask my boys to support me this morning. I asked them to stay within church, and I said, can you support me this morning? If I don't get an amen from the congregation, I'm going to get an amen from you. Then you can have an extra time on the PlayStation. Hallelujah. God needed to take the children of Israelites the longer way because they needed to unlearn the slavery way of doing things. Do you know when we live in a certain area or certain culture for a long time, it's very difficult to kind of move on. But where God is taking you to, he cannot take you with your slavery mentality. It's just not going to work. You might be out physically, but you need to be out mentally and emotionally and spiritually. That longer way is for you. It's for you so that God can get to working with you to get you to the place where you need to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I love the amens. Otherwise, I'll make you do the freedom is coming. Okay. Let's go to Exodus chapter 14. From verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up to Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. And the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Red Sea moment. The children of Israelites maybe sang like the South Africans. Freedom has finally come. We've got out of Egypt. We are making our way to the promised land. And as they lifted up their eyes, they saw something that did not look like freedom. They smelled something that did not look like freedom. What they heard didn't sound anywhere close to freedom. So what is freedom? Moses, tell us what is freedom. You took us out of Egypt and you said we are going to be free. But we are now in this place. And what we are looking at, we're looking at the giants, we're looking at the Egyptians carrying swords, coming to destroy us. We are so terrified. This doesn't look like freedom. Have you had your moments where things don't look the way they ought to be? When God has told you where you need to be and what has to happen, but all you see is nothing near what God has said. So the Egyptians are looking. The Israelites are looking at the Egyptians and they're seeing fear. And so Moses steps up and this is what he says. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what you are looking at. Do not be afraid of the situation and the circumstance. What are you actually looking at? He says, stand still and see. Because when you are in fear, you are panicking. You're all over the place. A place of fear is a place not to make any decisions. So he says, stand still and see. Stop fidgeting. Stop panicking. But they are panicking. They said, Moses, this is not what we signed up to do. Some of us actually wanted to remain. Some of us voted to remain. But some of us voted to leave, but we're not going to come out here without a deal. Why did you do this, Moses? Why did you do this? And Moses said, where you are standing and what you are seeing, you're not seeing right. You're missing the point. He said, come, stand still. This season, church, this season of what's happening right now in terms of politics and Britain, there needs to be a steal from the children of God. Don't panic like people that don't know God. There needs to be this whole stillness and no panicking and no rushing and no worrying and no fear. Not us. We are the children of God. We are the children that are called for freedom. We don't panic when those situations happen. We stand still. And he said, stand still and see. Start to see right. Start to see right. Last week, Chris talked about the oh no moments and the wow moments. And he talked about the oh no moments, those moments that seem so scary. And he was encouraging us not to live in the oh no moments, but to live in the wow moments. What was about to happen to the Egyptians was not an oh no moment. It was a wow moment. Because what God was about to do was something that they were going to discuss for generations after generations. Up to today, we're still talking about the Red Sea. Up to today, we're still talking about how God opened the rivers of the waters and the children of Israelites went through. So once when they begin to see, they saw fear, they saw death, they saw sadness, because that's what they've been used to when they were in slavery. But when you are free, even in those situations, even those circumstances, you begin to see differently. You see wow moments. When you are unwell, you watch God work on your body. Watch God heal you. And that's a wow moment, not an oh no moment. We are tired. We are frustrated because we are living in the oh no moments. We have to get to a point, church, where we learn to encourage ourselves. The Bible says David encouraged himself. If you encourage yourself, you live in the wow moment. I was in this situation. Wow, look at what God has done. Rather than, oh my God, this situation is too bad. Live in the wow moments. Church, let us show the world what freedom looks like. Let us be examples to the world of what freedom is really supposed to be. Jesus Christ has come and he died on the cross for that, for us to be free. Let us walk our freedom. Hallelujah. He says, do not be afraid, for what you saw and what you are looking at, you shall see no more. This is a word for someone this morning. What has been tormenting you? What has been on your mind? Your childhood traumas. Can you believe with me today that you shall see this no more? You can break free. You can break free because it's already been done for you. Eddie, you can be free. You can be free. I don't know what areas of your life need freedom, but you can be free. You know, when I travel to to Bristol. There's a bridge. I'm afraid of heights. And there's a bridge I have to cross all the time. And each time I cross that bridge, I have to start speaking in tongues. And I'm holding on to the steering wheel. And so for one moment, I said, I'm going to confront this fear. I can't be terrified about this bridge. I'm tired of going the longer way trying to avoid this bridge. And so I drove onto it. And I began. And this is what I did. I said, I'm going to look at the bridge. So as I was driving, I looked at the bridge. And what I saw was a beautiful view. I starved myself of a beautiful view because I was terrified. And I realized that the bridge was not as high as I thought it was. And so from today onwards, I can't wait to get to that bridge. Because that same thing that was making me afraid, I stood on it and saw something beautiful. Stand on your Egyptians. Stand on your Egyptians this morning. Stand on your cancer this morning. Stand on your fights and your relationship difficulties this morning. Put them under your feet. Because all those things have been defeated. And start to see right. And start to see the beauty of God. And start to see how far God has brought you. Hallelujah. Amen. My last part is staying free. Staying free. They've broken free. They're out of Egypt. They've seen God at work all the time. They're thirsty. God provides water. They're hungry. God provides manna. There's a Red Sea in front. God paves the way. Surely by now, they must know who their God is. Surely by now, they must know who their God is. So how do you stay free? John 8, verse 32 says, the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. The truth about your circumstance and your situation will set you free. You see, when the Israelites faced the Egyptians, the truth was that God was going to take them through. The truth was not that the Egyptians were coming to defeat them. That wasn't the truth. So what is the truth of that situation and that matter in your life? You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So the knowing is what's going to help you to stay free. And recognizing where that freedom is coming from. You see, our freedom comes from Jesus Christ. Our freedom comes from Jesus Christ. So don't forget where it comes from. So that when you're in that place, you can cry out to the one who brought you freedom. Hallelujah. Paul says, I forget what's behind and I straight hold of what's in front of me. Forget what's behind. Because you've gone through it, you've passed it. If you want to stay free, forget what's behind. So freedom is only found in Christ. Any other definition, PlayStation stuff, not found in Christ. Freedom is found in Christ. There is no freedom outside God. Hallelujah. Amen. Freedom is seeing the wow moments in your life. That's how you stay free, always looking for what God is going to do. Amen. Can we stand? Galatians 5. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not subject again to yoke of slavery. Keep standing firm. Keep standing firm. Don't be wavering. Don't be panicking. Don't be all over the place. Keep standing firm. You, my brothers and sisters, you were called to be free. You were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, do whatever you need to do this morning. You've spoken your word. You've told us, Lord, this morning that you don't want us in a place where we are in bondage. You tell us every time again and again that you will send your people to remind us. And you sent me this morning, Lord, to remind the church that you need them free. Because it is in that place of freedom that you can work with your church. You said to Moses, why are they crying out to me? Tell them to move forward. Move forward, says the Lord. Move forward, says the Lord. Stop staying in Egypt. Stop staying at the Red Sea. Move forward, says the Lord. Riverside Church, move forward, says the Lord. This morning, I want to deal with all these barriers that stop the Riverside from moving forward. Because I've called them to freedom. I have called them to freedom. Freedom to dance. Freedom to shout. Freedom to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. I come against every plan of the enemy to bring anything that is not of Christ in this church in the name of Jesus. Every person that has become cold, I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I say, Lord, you have called us to be free. You've called us to be free. We want to break free this morning. We want to break free this morning. Not only do we want to break free, we want to stay free. Oh, come on, church, pray with me. Pray with me this morning. Pray with me this morning. Yamasana mashina marayakata. Yes, Lord, we want freedom. We want freedom. Freedom has come. Freedom has come. Teach us to walk in it. Teach us to walk in our freedom. Show us how to walk in our freedom. Show us how to stay free, Lord. To stay free, oh Jesus. Oh, yamasanda rabakasiata. Shita rabakasiata. We break illness this morning. We break illness this morning. Illness, you have no place in this place. Oh, we are not invited in this place. Oh, cancer, we cast you out in Jesus' name. Oh, every knee problem, I set you free right now. And I call upon Ezekiel, who prophesied over the dry bones and said, dry bones, can you live again? And God, you said, yes, the dry bones can live again. Lord, can these dry bones live again this morning? Can you connect bone after bone this morning? Can there be a connection of unity in this place in Jesus' name? Touch your people, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Do work in them in Jesus' name. Yo sotoro. Yo sotoro. Yemasatara. Yemasatara. Masetere shireba kashiya.